With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Great Lakes region is bracing for more snow.
Another storm system is on its way. Here's Brian Mitchell with the National Weather Service in Cleveland.
With that front, it's going to bring some strong wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour. And the snow that does come down will come down, could drop the visibility to a quarter mile or less. So,
in the village of North Perry, Ohio, residents like Todd Bernard stood in snow that almost reached above his knees so that he could scrape snow off his roof.
I'm raking off the snow because I feel like it's too heavy on the roof. There's got to be 5 or 6 feet of snow, and as it melts, it becomes heavier.
Several days of lake effect snow also fell on parts of western New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNNews.com, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he'll cooperate with ICE under certain circumstances to deport illegal immigrants. At a Tuesday news conference, he said he wants to see illegal immigrants who rape, commit robberies, or shoot at police officers to be deported. Amtrak set a passenger record this year.
Ridership on Amtrak topped 2019 pre-COVID levels for the first time this year and reached a record high even with less capacity. The number of passengers increased 15% this year to a record 32.8 million customer trips. Despite the increase in ridership, the country's passenger railroad had an operating loss of $705 million, which was an improvement from last year. In March, Amtrak said it was boosting service on its popular East Coast lines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Minnesota-based Cargill is announcing the company will lay off about 8,000 workers. That's 5% of its global workforce. Cargill is a family-owned company that provides food and agriculture solutions. This is SRN News. A famous nativity scene needs some help.
The life-size creche has been set up on Chicago's Daley Plaza, just like it has been for the past 40 years. But the whole thing is looking a little worse for wear. 40 Chicago winters have taken their toll on the figures and the manger, and organizers are asking for donations to refurbish everything. They've set up a GoFundMe page for the nativity. They're trying to raise the $40,000 that will be needed to provide repairs and a new coat of paint. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the queer trans agenda lately, and analysts say many more will likely do the same now that President Trump is returning to office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. Angry complaints from customers got the ball rolling. This is SRN News. More records were set on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average went one way and the NASDAQ and S&P 500 averages went the other.
Stocks edged up to more records on Wall Street after a quiet day of trading. The S&P 500 eked out a gain of 2 points Tuesday. That's less than 0.1%. The index set an all-time high for the 55th time this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 76 points. It's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite added 0.4% to the record high that it set a day earlier. AT&T rose 4.6% after raising its profit forecast for the year. AT&T also said it would return $10 billion to shareholders through a stock buyback program. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Supreme Court will soon hear arguments challenging Tennessee's ban on sex change procedures for minors. More details at srnnews.com.